This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 25th. What an amazing day today. What a joyful and beautiful day, December the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke chapter 2, verses 17 to 18. It says there, "When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." End of quote. When God is up to do something unique in your lives, it is going to be unfamiliar and unusual to you. The result could very well be a troubled heart and resultant fear. The three main people in the first Christmas experienced the same trouble and fear, and they were Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Do not be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." End of quote. A young teenager Jewish girl, totally confused and disturbed, when the God of the universe stepped in and expressed through his angel his plan for her life. As Joseph was puzzled because his fiancée was found with a child and pondered over this never-heard incident, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit." End of quote. An young man who was ready to get married was confused, disturbed, and worried and feared when God expressed his will for his life. Never heard of the event. Virgin carrying a son. However, Joseph fulfilled God's plan for his life. Thirdly, the shepherds were terrified. It says in Luke 2, 8 to 10, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel assured them, 'Do not be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you the good news that will bring great joy to all people.'" End of quote. The terrified shepherds were given the direction to go to Bethlehem and see the baby wrapped in the stripes of clothes in the manger. They did obey and fulfill God's plan in their lives. How did they do that? It says, after seeing baby Jesus, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. End of quote. This is our today's insight. They told everyone what had happened and what the angel told them about this child. Did they spread the news only to their family and friends? No, they told everyone. It appears the first human gospel outreach was conducted by these poor shepherds. They simply spread the word told by the angels to everyone they saw, and all the people were amazed. My dear friend, be not be afraid. Be not afraid. Step out in faith to spread the good news God has you to share. May this Christmas be a day that God directs your steps for a unique mission He uniquely planned for your life. Did you ever think what is a divine mission in your life? God has a unique plan and purpose for your life. Remember when God tried to do amazing things in your life, confusion, trouble, and fear comes along with it, as the first Christmas teaches. However, this was the biggest of all events God had done for humanity. God fulfilled it in the midst of confusion, trouble, and people's fear. He said to Mary, Joseph, and the poor shepherds, "Do not be afraid." He says to you today, do not be afraid. Fulfill God's plan for your life. The birth of Jesus Christ into this earth, the Son of God, was foretold almost 800 years ago in the Holy Scriptures in the Bible. Jesus did not begin in Bethlehem. He was God all through the eternity, and he became one among us in flesh and blood to rescue us and grant us eternal life on that first Christmas day. Jesus was on a rescue mission. The purpose of his coming into this world is fully accomplished on the cross of Calvary, when he paid with his divine and sinless blood the penalty for all of our sins. Jesus is the Emmanuel, God with us. He was wrapped in flesh and blood but he was God, fully God and fully man. God the Father has dropped only one lifeline for you and me, Jesus Christ, his Son, to save us from our sins. There is no other way. All those who accept Jesus as the Savior, God gave them the right to become the children of God. You can become the child of God today and inherit all God has in heavenly places by a simple prayer with me now. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, was born into this world on that first Christmas day to die and pay for all of my sins, and he rose again from the dead. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Jesus, my Savior, please save me now. Lord, I surrender my life for the fulfillment of your divine, unique plan. Please guide my steps so that I will fulfill your purpose. In the midst of my confusion, trouble, and fear, Lord, I lean on you for your divine guidance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.